Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And that's Migas over there.
Hello.
Well, sorry, are you someone else this week?
No, I'm Godel.
Oh. Godel. You said go do.
Go do what?
Not much.
Well, let's go do this podcast.
Yeah, nice. Good. Yeah.
We're already doing it, by the way. Thank you. We also have Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. He edits for us. Charlie, who fact checks, sitting here as well. The girl I'm getting to know, Skin's fiance. I mean, that is what's known in the industry as a genuine full house.
Isn't it ever?
Yep. Two of the other. Is that a full house in poker?
Yeah, it is. There's a whopping four people here to watch us. Unbelievable.
It's the biggest crowd we've ever performed.
Is there enough chairs?
Yep. Probably not, actually. There's an empty one.
Couldn't even sell it out. You probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. Now, on the weekend here in Brisbane, Australia, lovely spot. Throughout Australia, probably more generally, everyone would have been watching football finals, either AFL or NRL, I would presume, whatever your code of choice is. Both Brisbane sides were actually playing in it. We enjoy watching both with AFL and NRL. We'll watch anything, really. Two flies crawling up a wall, as people would say. We'd get around that. But Brisbane, unfortunately,
didn't get the chocolates.
Didn't get the chocolates.
Well, in either.
Well, we, yeah. Yeah. No, in either or either.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure I said on air that they would win both, so that's good.
You might have meant next year, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, because he was talking about it like episode 249 that we can do a bit later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, speaking of, we're getting notoriously close to episode 206, which is a big celebration.
We've got a massive plan.
We do know. But Skid, the story comes from you and Migas actually actively went out of your way to avoid the result of the AFL final where the Brisbane Lions were playing. We were both playing cricket separately, in separate games, but in a similar boat. And the fact that we obviously...
I thought you were playing cricket, not sailing.
We were playing cricket.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's the same every year, which always... Like sort of is a mild
2:30 start.
Yeah, 2:30 on a Saturday, the AFL grand final. I'm playing cricket. Well, probably quite a few people are playing cricket, not just me. And you don't really get to watch it. And normally I just cop it on the chin because I don't care that much about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Brisbane's first time since whatever, 2004 or something. I was like, okay, I'd really like to actually watch the game. So my plan was I'm going to go through the whole day avoiding any updates. I'm not going to go into the clubhouse where they'll have it on, obviously. I need to somehow avoid the score. Like, people will be talking about it the whole time. And I'm going to try and avoid it. And then when I finally get home, I'll watch it properly, sit down and watch it properly, like as if it's live almost, you know. Yeah. And so went well.
You did well.
Did pretty well. Did better than expected. I really thought for sure there were so many places where I would fail, essentially. I definitely thought if I went out to bat at some point, the opposition would talk about it on the field. Which happened. I went out to bat after 2:30 and just no one ever mentioned it. It was great. And I managed to get through it. I just looked like a weirdo the whole day. Like one of our blokes made 100 and as everyone was walking off the field, everyone's like giving him a guard of honor celebrating and I'm sort of halfway between the boundary and the clubhouse like, yeah, go! Just to make sure I'm not near anyone that's going to check the scores as they're coming to the field. So I'm like, yeah, proper made an ass of myself to get through the whole day without knowing. Done it. Then gone to dinner that night because Eloise had organized to catch up with some friends. So I was like, but I should be safe. I'm like going to somewhere that wasn't going to have TVs in there. I thought I'd be fine. Like I'd just get through dinner, go home and watch it. There's not going to be any news or television in the restaurant. Sit down to eat my delicious meal, get a text from mum who's overseas texting us about her updates on Italy and all their lovely photos and says, oh, the poor Lions.
Yeah, but she probably went on one of those African safaris.
In Italy.
Yeah, the poor Lions in Africa.
Like Madagascar 4 escaped to Rome.
I don't think she meant the AFL 4.
I told her about my massive plan as well. I don't understand.
No. I just said plan.
Shut up.
Small thighs of her.
Yeah, but she's genuinely ruined it for you.
She's absolutely ruined it. So then I got home at like 10:30 at night, sat there and watched the whole game and it was like it was a close game the whole time. It was such a good game, but the whole time we're like,
You know what could have helped you avoid this, like this whole situation? If you just took my advice 3 weeks ago, I said 3 weeks ago, and not play fucking cricket ever again.
Yes, yes.
He's already paid his fees now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was too late. Yeah. It
literally worked out.
With genuine
our, with our fee hike this week. It worked out to $12 a ball fast. So you really need to try and get your money's worth. And Vegas, you had something similar, did you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, every year on grand final day, I have to shoot a wedding. It's 10 years, happens every year. And at 2:30, I pretty much went, you know what? There's no way I'm going to not look at the score. So yeah, I didn't do what Skin did.
Oh, so you just gave up at 2:30. 100%.
And then I also told the group chat.
That's not the same story at all.
That was the exact.
No, we had the same plan. We had the same plan. And then I even said in the group chat, I was like, nah, boy, it's not going to work. And then I went, oh, actually, Skin's got this plan, so I probably shouldn't say the score.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you looking out.
Oh, I didn't say the score.
So many don't people looked out for me.
Yeah, don't blame us. You know what I also do at 2:30, usually?
Go to the dentist. Yeah. I didn't think we'd get through saying 2:30 nine times without someone saying that. Yeah. And I'm glad it was you.
Why?
Why am I angry?
Yeah.
Everyone's just the most
every week.
Overdone joke. The dentist is probably fucking closed on a Saturday.
Well, yeah, but Skid, you know what they say. Yeah. Never let the tooth get in the way of a good story.
Oh, my.
And on that note, I'm going to move us on to joke of the week.
Oh, is that not it?
Can it be? I think it probably should be. So many that are getting left on the chalk line for us, which is fantastic. You can do that at www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. Hold the www if you like. Mm-hmm. This one sent in by Fitz.
Okay.
One size fits all.
Hello, Chockies. Fitz here. I've got a couple of jokes from way back in the day. Hopefully they still ring true. Why should you never wear Russian boxer shorts? Chernobyl fallout. What do you call a Russian with three balls? Udinika Bolokov. Chocks are gooden.
Why does he say chocks are gooden? I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure. Has he sent a joke into us before?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's emailed as well. I swear I've seen an email signature that said chocks are gooden.
He definitely has not said it, dude, Nika Bolikov, though.
I don't think anyone has, mate.
Well, that's good. I like that it's original. Creative. Well done. Original.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you, Fitz.
Thank you. We also had a written one sent in by Jono. Jono O'Rourke. Hmm. What does Barbie do on Halloween? Pumpkin.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Said, well themed.
Yeah. He said, I heard
so
this.
Ken.
See, that reminds me, I've got my Iron Knuff jumper coming.
What?
My still Iron Knuff arrived. Is still not here. No.
Bloody hell.
Mm. I'm sure they're wonderful people at Mattel. Is that what the company is?
I believe so, yeah.
But no jumper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Lethal, if you don't mind, I was going to move us on. You.
Oh, can I move us back?
Yes, please move us back.
Because joke of the week, as always, brought to you by our friends at Better Beer.
Well, I've got our glasses charged. I'm going to raise one to Rubes as well. We forgot to do that last week as well. Oh, so, yeah, so yes. I thought I'd raise one to Rubes. That we saw on the Instagram last week. So, yeah, up to Rubes. 17 years. Yeah. Good girl.
That was a good effort. Good large dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It has been weird actually walking in and not like Mikus not tripping over her with every bit of like tripod that he's trying to set up, the ones for the camera as well. That's, that's
small thighs.
Yeah. That has been quite strange. So I appreciate that, Gertie. Thank you very much. That was a horrendous afternoon, actually pretty tough, but also a very nice way for her to go out and certainly, like we'll look back, I think, on those videos and photos fondly with fond memories of her life. So absolutely. Appreciate that, man.
No dramas.
Yes.
All right, I might move us back on. Great segue.
We are good.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting really good. Yeah, I mean, I love it when the show,
I just love it when the show gets off plan. Yeah, I just handle that so well.
It's really in your personality type.
Yeah, man, I'm just running with it. Anyways, okay, so Lethal, you've been talking for quite a while about a girl that you're getting to know, right?
Yes.
And I figure rather than waiting for you to update us when you're happy to throw another label on that relationship, we should just put it to the test and find out how well you've gotten to know her.
Ah, when are we doing that?
Now, she's on the podcast, if we haven't cut that camera. So if you'd like to take over the introduction, go for it.
What?
Right. Yeah, the girl you're getting to know.
Yeah, wow, I've never seen him so nervous. Yeah.
Yes, this is Rochelle on the podcast, as you mentioned.
Hello.
Oh, dear. There's a rattling happening.
What else do you want me to say?
That? Why was I so hard? Just, that's fine.
Hey, Rochelle. Nice to see you. Yeah. Come here often. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe move us on.
Yeah, okay, sure. All right. So anyways, a few years ago, friend of the show, not sure what number.
One, two, three. Stomach. Top three. Top three. I can check if you want.
He just learned how to count.
Oh, yeah, sure. We've got plenty of time.
No, you keep going. I'll let you know.
All right. Friend of the show, Aaron Parsons, used to run Eloise and I through a game that he called Perfect Couples. And I mean, not to brag, but we went fairly well. So I think the idea is essentially...
He was genuinely number one, by the way.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, oh, great man. Also, terrifying wrong-in the Nets just quietly. He's coming about 6-0 in the Nets and Tigers.
You're getting off track. Yeah. Now you do that thing where you always take us off the show, please.
It's him apologies. Most of the time.
Anyways, okay, so the idea, pretty simple. I've asked you both five questions. Oh, no, I asked you a bunch of questions. I've picked the top five. You've sent me back your answers, and now I'm going to run through them, and you're essentially trying to guess what the other person's answer was.
We had a jingle for this.
How well you know each other. Yes, from years ago, I believe. So this could be interesting.
Oh, no. But you don't have it.
Mm. Oh, good.
As in, I do have it, but it's not on here. What do you want me to do about that?
Sounds like a problem for Dave the Brit.
Shit.
But it's now or never. Let's find out if our love's perfect.
Oh, that was an unbelievable jingle. Honestly, oh, what a jingle,
God.
I mean, the production back in the day. The lyrics and melody. I mean, what a dual threat this guy is.
Okay, that's, yes.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
All right, perfect. So is everyone pretty clear on what's happening? I would say...
Crystal. Clear as mud.
If you are listening and you're not clear on what happened, the boys didn't hear the jingle. Because we added it in after the episode.
Yes, okay. But I was more talking about the game. So I would say if both of you get the other person's answer right, then you get a point.
And
if I run through five questions, we should end up with like a little rating out of five of how well you know each other. Sound reasonable?
Good. Well, I haven't been getting to know her, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'll be very good
so
at this
game. So you should be all over this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Confident, Rochelle?
No.
Nice.
Nice. That is what I'm talking about.
All right. Let's start it off. What physical feature do you like most about your partner? Rochelle, what do you think Lee would have said?
Smile.
Bang.
Nice.
That is what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Nice work.
You also gave me a second option.
Oh. I didn't know if we'll go sexual.
I mean, it is after 9:30.
I was really hoping to leave that one off.
I'm happy to leave that to the imagination. Lethal, what do you think Rochelle would have said?
I think she would have said, shit.
Forearms.
Oh, nah, I don't think so. Oh, nah. I reckon like, nah.
Mustache.
No, she wouldn't have said that. I think eyes.
Nice. Bang. One from one.
Thank you. Oh.
Nice. You're that nervous you've got your buns, mate.
Driving my own game over here.
Okay. What is your favorite movie? Rochelle, what would Liam said?
Either Hamilton the Musical or Good Will Hunting.
Oh, that's a great
two
guess.
Great movies, both wrong.
I did say to you, I would have no idea, like Rochelle would not know what my favourite movie is. Yeah, okay. Never watched it together.
You also said you wouldn't know Rochelle's, so I made sure I included this question. So what do you think hers would be?
Rochelle's favourite movie is In the Heights.
What is that?
Good movie, but no.
Damn it.
Okay.
What was it?
Rochelle's was The Greatest Showman. Lee, you said The Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, also.
Greatest Showman. We'd never watch that together either. Yeah. You need to invite me to do more things.
I'm surprised you didn't say Return of the Planet of the Vapes. Coming to a cinema near you.
It's actually that other letter would be changed Shawshank Redemption to Shawskank Redemption.
Oh my goodness. What?
Why would you say that?
Yeah, timing. I said it to you.
Gary Dolphin. See these headphones? It's actually Gary talking to me.
Yeah, so you know how we say we don't write anything down. Yeah. This is how we do it.
Gotcha. Okay, next.
Okay, what is your main love language? You know the five love languages? Yeah. Everyone all over that?
Mm.
Nice.
Do you want Rochelle's?
Yes, please.
It's quality time.
Okay, nice. And by nice, I mean wrong.
What? You've said to me before that is quality time.
Rochelle, what would Lee's be?
His is either physical touch or words of affirmation.
I'll take physical touch. Nice. But
what's yours?
Acts of service. Oh, sorry.
Damn it. Yeah. I knew that too. I just said the wrong one.
That is your strength too, is it? Honestly.
Damn it. At least I knew quality time was a love language. Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, good. So I'm close.
I mean, like, at least I knew like a green light was a traffic light. I mean, it was red, but I mean.
Yeah, the one I rammed, it wasn't blind.
I mean, that's how they say that's my fault.
It's just unlucky. Yeah. What is your favorite pet name that your partner calls you?
Rochelle, as in, wait, the one that Rochelle would think is the.
Oh, crikey.
What do you think? What do you think my favorite one is?
Yes, thank
you. That you call me.
Munchkin.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Mine too.
That's Gertie's favourite cat.
I reckon yours is baby.
That's just unlucky.
That is unlucky.
What else do I call you?
I literally said Munchkin as well. Had the same one. Devastating.
Okay. And finally, who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh, this is impossible.
Mm. Lee's will be M. Radikowski.
Don't blame him.
She's been on a freaking For You page so much at the moment with something, one of those stupid movie sequences where there's part 44 of 48 or whatever.
Oh,
what?
I don't know what it is. Zac Efron's a DJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
Okay.
I've seen the trailer.
It wasn't. I put Taylor Swift, I think, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think Rochelle's would have been?
I think Rochelle's is either Jesse Arthur's. The Broncos. Jesse. I don't know. Every time we watch the Broncos, she's like, that's my boyfriend.
I know, maybe I'm right here.
Someone needs to update you. Or who else do you like?
We were watching this movie the other night and I said it.
Oh.
B1 Kenobi.
Is it Flounder from The Little Mermaid?
Oh, you got me.
What? We're watching
There's
this movie.
There's so many things wrong with you.
They really are, right?
We're watching Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, yeah. Pitch Perfect 3, in which case it's...
They're in all the Pitch Perfects.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
There. There's two of them.
The person.
How many people do you like?
Okay, as fun as this is, can I ruin it?
Yeah, it's
Anna Kendrick.
I think... Oh, what the frick?
Bit of a stitch up. But.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's why I was... Yeah, okay. No, fair. I like it. Good answer.
Thanks.
Okay. So I think you got 1 out of 5.
Two.
Okay, I'll be corrected.
That's nearly 50%.
Yeah. But also I got that love languages one. That's a half point.
Yeah, true.
You spelled it wrong.
I will give you a half point for that one.
Yeah. Because she does enjoy quality time as well. Yeah. Who doesn't? with me.
Good point.
No.
And I mean, you know, 2 out of 5, that's fair. You haven't been getting to know each other that long. Sadly.
What is it?
That wasn't one of the questions.
I was hoping you were kidding. No, I was like, it's what, 18 months? Yeah. Yeah. So still plenty of time to get to know each other left, I would have thought. Obviously quite a bit to learn.
Can't rush these things.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We have received some emails recently asking us to go through the most unhinged reviews on Amazon or Google or Yelp or
Reddit.
And where else? TripAdvisor. I mean, reviews are everywhere. Mm. We've actually got a couple in our car, Gingus. Review mirrors.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, you and I went on that holiday there. I could not stop looking at those reviews.
It's not the best.
It doesn't matter though. No, doesn't matter.
So but remember rule number 11. Yeah. Yeah. There's no such thing as a bad joke, Skin. Anyway, so the first one, I think it was from Jack. He sent in an Amazon product review, and he also said he'd keep an eye out for 3 to 5 business years when we might potentially get to this email. So nice. We're actually ahead of schedule because I think it was only like 8 months ago.
It was only in 2021.
Anyway, so this is Jennifer reviewing mini babies, 200 pieces, 1 inch mini plastic babies for baby shower, ice cubes. Is that what they are?
Yeah. Like, I assume you put these tiny little babies in ice cubes for
Why
baby
showers.
Why would
you showers. Do that? Oh, for baby showers. Yeah, right.
So it's a slightly strange product, I guess.
It's niche, shall we say.
Freaking picture. But, it's pretty odd.
Yeah, it's odd. Yeah, but wait for this review.
But the review, 5 stars. And yes, I bought these so I could hide them everywhere for my fiance to find. By the way, this kind of also goes back to like, remember that doing a bit that your partner hates sort of thing that we've spoken about before on the podcast. Stick with us, Mickers. Yeah. So I bought these so I could hide them everywhere for my fiance to find. At first, he thought it was charming, a charming new bit of mine. He thought I only had 1 or 2 of these tiny plastic babies. He thought wrong. Hearing his deep exhausted sigh followed by, oh my God, because he has found baby number 175 has brought me more joy than I could ever describe. The fear in his eyes when he opens anything because he is expecting a small plastic baby has produced more serotonin than you can imagine. He is a broken man. I've destroyed his hope of living a life free of tiny plastic babies. We will be fighting these for the next 70 years. I will purchase these again.
Nice way to finish. Right, really, really crisp.
Could you just 5-star review where she just like pretty much says, I'm a psychopath.
Yeah. I'm a proper weirdo.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, anyway. Ian also sent through an email, didn't he, Skip?
Yeah, exactly. Ian sent through an email with a similar idea. He had a Google review to start us off. It's of a milkshake restaurant called the Milkshake City. The review comes from Harry, 3 stars. Was okay. Food came late and cold. Response from the Milkshake City. Hi there, Harry. Milkshakes are usually cold. I didn't know that you could do milkshakes hot. And you had a piece of cheesecake. Sorry, I do apologize that I didn't boil your milkshake for you.
Cheesecake would also be cold. Yeah, that's
right. Oh, no.
I think you ordered it hot.
So between those two emails that we received from the Chockies, and thank you very much for them, that was at wingofthechocolates.com. No, it wasn't. Well, you'll find it on wingofthechocolates.com.au. Yeah,
exactly.
But we sort of thought, well, that inspired us to do this segment of just unhinged reviews. So we've dug around the internet and we've found a few more. I think Gody's getting us started.
Yeah, this one is on the Sephora community on Reddit. So Sephora is a makeup girls over there, makeup brand. Yeah, I thought so. Oh, good. Nice. So it's essentially a aluminium-free refillable deodorant. I won't read the brand name because I can't spell it. Anyway, this question. This product did not blur my facial pores like I thought it would. I have acne-prone skin and it made me break out on the side of my face. Why is it like this? Answer, it's a deodorant. Yeah.
What sort of muppet do you have to be? It's literally like when kids used to do that in school, like Frosties,
yeah.
Skin, like just hold it like one centimeter off your skin.
Yeah,
and just,
she's doing it off her Mozambique.
Why is this cooking my skin? Literally.
Have you seen? I feel like there's a bit of a trend going around on TikTok at the moment, people talking about girl mouth. Has everyone seen that?
Yeah.
Has anyone?
I've heard it.
Have you?
Can
you explain
Carly,
it to me?
Carly always says something to do with it, but so I haven't seen it, but I've heard it.
Yeah, it's like, well, the theory is like if you pay for something in cash, it's free, basically, like stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure that was also the attitude like 60 years ago.
Yeah, 60 years ago.
If you buy something at a discount, you make money, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We're always making money doing stuff like that.
Like you're losing money not doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much so us, that's been a trend recently. Yeah. And so this review sort of plays into that. It's of a watch, which is marked down. I wasn't going to buy this watch, but then I noticed Amazon had it with a $58,000 off. What a deal. With the money I saved, I purchased a brand new BMW and still had money left over for a Disney vacation. How many watches save you money to buy a car and a vacation? Now whenever I see someone with money troubles, I tell them, buy this watch and it'll save you $58,000. I'm considering buying 10 of these watches so I can save $580,000 and buy a house in cash. My retirement saving plan is also no longer a concern as I'm just going to buy one of these every year and live off the $58,000 I save.
I just love when people take stuff way too far.
Wait, is there actually a picture of it saying $58,000 off?
No. Well, not that I've got, but no.
Yeah. I'm sure
I've got a screenshot of the review.
Girl product.
Yeah, right. We've got one here. It's a review for the Nexus Silent Wired Mouse. So my girlfriend and I were on the verge of breaking up because I would keep her awake at night with my constant mouse clicking. Not anymore. Consider their relationship saved. The mouse is so silent, she will sometimes forget I'm even home and invite her lover over. He's actually a pretty cool guy. Sorry, 5 stars works great.
5 stars. Obviously.
I'm glad you didn't say 2.5. Yeah.
That is excellent. Yeah. All right. I've got a Google review just for the town of Budapest. Mm. During my week in Budapest, I was hospitalized with COVID and mugged at gunpoint. But eating this food was definitely a low point. Particular restaurant. Just not happy with from Shane there. 1 star. I'm surprised you don't know.
Not stoked.
Beautiful. I've got a 5-star review for a lovely hotel.
All right.
Please don't
skid. My skin already laughs.
I can't. I
might have seen this one earlier. Yeah.
Really nice hotel in the right in the center of town. Couldn't say a bad word. All the staff were very friendly and helpful. Food was lovely and very good. Very good menu, good prices.
Rooms are spotless.
And most importantly, the bed was great for riding my wife. Wonderful hotel.
I didn't even hear what you said.
The bed was great. And most importantly, the bed was great for riding my wife. Wonderful hotel.
Someone just written that in a review.
Yeah. Why would you say that on a public forum? Speaking of why would you say that on a public forum, this is a review of an Amazon product. It's lube. Not much more to say. Sometimes I like covering my body in it and pretend to be a slug while sliding around in my bathroom.
What?
Obviously not real.
I don't think.
Please.
Really could have stopped with not much more to say, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done that.
This is a Thursday.
All right. Then my last one was about dog bones. My dog loves them. There were some nice reviews. My dog loves them. 5 stars. Dogs love these chews. Not too big either. 5 stars. Then I had from Kibley. Dear AKC, your long-lasting bone lasted all of 5 minutes. If that's your idea of a long-lasting bone, then I feel sorry for your wife.
5 minutes?
You go twice.
That's more than okay.
I have no idea what the hell problem is.
I hate this. Oh, you want a long-lasting bone, you should have an AKC. Oh my gosh! All right, we also had an experience during the week where we forgot something that was fairly important.
Yeah,
I'm not sure who's taking over.
Oh, yeah, mate. So we had the better big golf day.
Mikus,
do you want to tell them how great a day it was? Actually,
top three best days of my life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Comfortably,
unbelievable. So
what are the other two?
Wedding,
fourth.
My wedding day and getting my cat.
Nice.
And I will say, yeah, no particular order of which is best.
But yeah, so golf day best.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, so after the day, I drove. I had to work the next day. So I took the hire car home from the golf course. We were in Sydney and got to the hire car place. I had a late flight. What time did I get there? Probably 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And noticed on the passenger seat floor, like a clear fold. And I assumed it was like the hire car rental agreement. That the boys had just left in there. I thought, I'll just pick it up just in case. Turns out it was their Airbnb's key for that night.
Which we were staying in that night.
Yeah. So, shouldn't need it. So slightly concerned, I rang the boys and the Skins' response was, ooh, that's not good. So essentially we teed it up and Skin, I'll handball it over to you. Your sheer genius got the key back to yourselves.
Yeah, sheer genius.
Sheer genius.
Bank account. Yeah, that's probably more
sheer money.
Yeah. Well, I was pretty rattled when you called me because it was 10 o'clock at night and we'd been having 3 beers from about midday. So I wasn't in a great state to deal with this conundrum. My first idea was, last night when we checked into the Airbnb, the door was unlocked. So maybe it'll be unlocked again.
Skin's first idea, just to clarify that, double down on that, was to donate the Airbnb key to the airport. That's what he said to me. He's like, we won't need the key. I was like, yeah, but what do we do with it?
Actually, he sent out to me in a message. I think we should be able to slide in the side door. I was like, I wouldn't be banking on that, buddy.
Also, we still need to get the key back to
them. Regardless. The owner of the house is probably slightly devastated if he's lost a key with the address on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Thrifty would have been thrilled. Yeah.
Bloody house prices can't get much cheaper. I graduated from that idea, came up with something slightly better. I was just going to pretty much give up on the night at that point and Uber to the airport, then Uber back to the Airbnb, Uber, great people. I mean, prices stunning. In Sydney could use a little bit of work, but fantastic people. jumped on the app and saw it was about $150 both ways.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't overly thrilled about dishing out just because we'd forgotten to get the key out of the car.
Do you reckon they charge us for excess weight in the vehicle?
Well, at that point, I was thinking I'd be in it at least, but then I came up with the brilliant idea of sending the Uber driver to pick up the key for me, so I've only got to pay for it one way.
That's brilliant.
And so, I don't know. Is that a common thing? That's the first time we've ever done that.
So we basically ordered an Uber that we weren't in.
No one was in. He drove the key.
A very important key.
Yeah, I wonder if the key sat in the front seat or the back seat, though.
I don't know, but did your seatbelt up, that's for sure.
Yeah. I wonder how he's considering the event because he's had the dream 50-minute ride with no one in the car chewing his ear off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was like, make sure someone's out the front to deliver the key to me. I'm not going inside.
That's fair.
And
too.
I was like, I don't have Thrifty's number. You've got to go inside. I'm pretty sure he would have stung my rating.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
Oh, excellent.
Can't win them all.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't win them all.
No. I thought we kind of won that, really. Mm. Like, we made the best of a bad situation.
I couldn't agree more. The slight issue was the next day as well, I got a text from Mitchell saying, hey, Gingas, can you just check the golf bag? I think I've left my wallet in there while I'm at work.
Yeah.
That was good.
And generally you do need a license to check in at the airport.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
Somehow I got through without it, which is nice.
Fantastic. Mate, you're on fire this weekend.
Now, we thought, that's pretty important. We lost or forgot an Airbnb key as it was the car was driving to Sydney, like away from us to the airport. But we did sort of think we better ask, you know, what's something that you've forgotten? And we got some great responses, plenty of common responses, actually. First one being owner dresses. Like often people have not like gone, like where do you live?
Forget and they're
like,
oh,
shit, I don't know. Yeah. But I can sympathize with that because I've recently moved house to move in with a girl I'm getting to know. And I still continue, like anytime I have to fill out a form, I still ask her where we live. And also the other day I got something posted. I got a, like, it was when we were in Sydney. I got a message from this bloke that was like, hey Lee, I live next door to you at like number and I've got a package for you. Whoops.
Yeah.
beep it out.
Don't rob Lee. Yeah. Oh, no. I wonder, is he f***ing or what the fuck's wrong with you? It's getting harder to beep out, I'll be honest.
Beep that out.
Far harder to beep out. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. When we were in Sydney, actually, I got an email from my next-door neighbour who said, hey, Lee, I live next door to you, and I've got this package that's just been delivered, and like I live at unit one and he was at unit four of a totally different number.
Oh.
But for some reason, I think on the parcel I'd accidentally written 11, like unit 11. And then so the postie just like decided, oh, well, 11 must be four next door. Sure how they worked that out. So yeah, well, I just got this like random message from old mate that had picked up my parcel. So the unaddressed thing, it can get you. Secondly, passports. Cover big ones for passports, including actually Bryce Street, who like plays for Queensland and will probably travel. No, not internationally as much, but
once a year. Actually,
yeah, he goes overseas all the time, doesn't he? So forgetting your passport at Heathrow Airport, probably not great. And then the third most common answer was own children. Including this great story, I thought, from Reese. Here it goes. I was shopping with my mum when I was 13 and she sent me to the butchers while she went through to Coles checkout. I got back to Coles and she was gone. She loaded the groceries and left. She didn't realise I wasn't home until she couldn't find the meat 45 minutes later.
Holy shit. That is a great effort.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, shit, we're going to have meat for dinner. Oh, my kid.
those risoles ain't going to cook themselves.
That's great. Biggest, did you find a couple of other ones?
Yes.
Thanks. All right. I'll carry us on then.
You keep going. My
partner, didn't realize you were going to throw to me there.
My partner's grandparents' name. It's only been 7 years and one child later and I still don't know them. Nice.
Yeah.
Then I... Biggest, where are you ready, Biggest?
I just go, we're 5 minutes into a new segment. He's still sitting there with his review open.
I was so happy with how I read it. I just had to keep it there.
Genuinely spectating.
What about this one?
Going well, boys?
We're on the episode, mate. Yeah.
Keep it up, guys. You're doing really well. What about this one? My name from Liv. My name. People who choose to take their partner's name when they get married know the struggle.
Oh, right. Okay. I always forget my age. Every time someone asks me how old I am, I have to work out how old I am.
See, I always cute because it sucks for me because I have to keep saying like 29 or 56 months.
Well, not that I've had to change my name, but I don't.
I don't even remember what Kathleen's real name was, original name was. What's that called?
Maiden.
Yeah, six dot balls.
Oh, dear. Nice.
Are you ready, mate?
Yeah, I've got it here. I've had it the whole time.
That's enough for this segment, boys. We'll wrap that up.
All right. Broke up with a girlfriend forgetting it was her birthday.
Nice. That's not the best happy birthday gift.
Not good.
Right. Tough to forget that.
My friend rang his mate during his wedding reception to ask if he was okay. He'd forgotten to turn up.
Okay. Well, we've actually got a couple of wedding themed ones, Migas. I got this. There was an email also came in from Brendan. Said, I'm a full-time musician from Ireland. It's what I do for a full-time living, in captions.
Yeah.
I play bars, clubs, events, birthdays, weddings all over the place. On this one occasion, I had to drive from the north of the country where I live to the south, over 3 hours away to gig a wedding where I was playing the ceremony and drinks reception. Pretty important part of the wedding, especially the ceremony. Get to the venue to grab my gear to set up at the ceremony and reception and realized I've forgotten to pack my fucking guitar.
Oh, that's really
50%
bad.
Of my entire act as I play guitar and sing. Taking a minute to realize just how fucking stupid I'd been, I ended up just singing to backing tracks on YouTube over my sound system, glorified karaoke for this beautiful couple's biggest day, who I should say had paid me well in advance of the wedding. I literally spoke to no one the entire day until I finally mercifully finished, packed my gear, drove home, not believing I could have been so goddamn thick.
Oh, that hurts.
I have quite a similar story where I actually was filming a wedding and I forgot to turn up to the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Got a call from a groom at 10 a.m. asking where I was, like for all the getting ready stuff. Yeah. I was 3 hours away. We made it to the ceremony. It was okay. And if I am filming your wedding in the next 6 months or so,
you've got better.
I've learned so much in the last
2.5 weeks.
Yeah. You were 10 minutes late to starting this segment.
Forgot his microphone.
We are playing categories.
Oh, categories. We need your answer, please. It could be types of cheese, herbal teas, or referees. Baby, let's get keen.
There you go. New jingle.
Whoa.
Let us know your thoughts, Skin.
Wow.
Oh, I haven't gathered them yet.
I'm not proud.
That's fair.
No, I'm kidding. I'm stepping
You
out.
Actually
I'm
were
very
so
happy.
Proud.
All right, quick poll like here. Yeah.
The episode's Mikus, not that long. Yeah,
Mikus's performance in the last segment or the jingle?
I think I preferred the one where he didn't show up.
That's fine.
No, I read it. You nailed that, Mikus.
Thanks,
well
done. Skin. You just want to make me feel better.
Yeah. Oh, we'll play it once more at the end.
No, please. Thanks. Good.
Anyway, this is the game where only the quickest thinkers survive.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you have to continue to name things that belong in a particular category. The categories range from simple topics like colours and superheroes to more challenging ones like famous authors and elements on the periodic table.
Oh, my God.
Potentially. Oh, hopefully, we don't get that.
No.
I wouldn't know one element. Potassium. Mm-hmm. Is that one?
I think that is. Good. Yep.
Players continue taking turns naming items until someone can't think of one anymore and then they're limited. They will hear the elimination sound, which is just that, which is pretty similar to all the other wrong sounds you've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Charlie is doing the random wheel generator to tell us which category we are doing.
Yeah, nice.
And then I'll say the first and then just continue in what clockwise direction.
Clockwise, yeah.
Clockwise
sure.
Makes sense.
Plants.
Oh,
plants.
Oh, my.
Plants is the category, in which case I'm starting with palm tree.
Eucalyptus tree.
Bird of paradise.
Nice. Good.
Aloe vera.
Damn it. Daisy.
No, crap. Sunflower.
Hold on. Are flowers and plants the same thing?
Lavender. Well, the silly flowers are part of.
Flowers are a plant, so you can name flowers, but you can name other things too. Yeah, but you missed.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Bad luck. I said lavender.
Cactus.
Rosemary.
I didn't realize you were that tired.
I meant to play with it.
Oh, mock orange.
What?
Mock orange.
I don't know what that is. Oak tree.
Nice.
I'm going to go geranium.
Is that a plant? Willow tree.
Rose.
Mitchell grass.
This is getting ropey.
Passion fruit tree.
You're just naming fruit.
Grapevine.
I heard that from the grapevine, actually.
Come on. Well done. You've got one point.
Actually plants.
Have you already spun the next one, Charles? You might want to spit about it.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of
plants?
What's a muck orange?
Muck orange.
I don't know.
Trees, plants.
What do you mean?
Oh, I asked you that.
Plant can be any flora or fauna, can't it?
Sure.
Mock orange is the hedges at the front of my house.
I didn't know you could say willow. Yeah, yeah, they are. Now.
Actors.
Oh, this could go forever. I mean, you've got your Hugh Jackmans.
Johnny Depp.
Morgan Freeman's.
Ryan Reynolds.
Jim Carrey.
Will Ferrell.
Matt Damon.
Adam Sandler.
John Cena.
Ben Affleck.
He's been in movies, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Tom Hanks.
Chris Rock.
Chris Hemsworth.
Tom Cruise.
Oh,
yes.
So difficult.
There's so many. Oh, unfortunately for the movie industry, there's only 9 actors.
No wonder they're on strike.
All right, give us one more.
Crikey.
Historical figures.
Oh, God.
Goodness.
What does that even mean? Isaac Newton.
Adolf Hitler.
Albert Einstein.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, oh no. Nice.
He might not exist. We don't know.
Martin Luther King.
Damn it. Abraham Lincoln.
William Shakespeare.
Julius Caesar.
Salad.
You've got your Vincent Van Gogh's.
Leonardo da Vinci, not to
George Washington.
Nice.
Don't know. Mozart.
That kind of went
a bit. I'm out next year. I'd like to come out.
George Washington the second.
Beethoven.
Michelangelo.
No, you can't just name Ninja Turtles.
Leonardo then.
No, John F. John Hancock.
Who the hell's that?
The US president. He was on the Constitution, I'm fairly certain.
And his brother Michael played for the Broncos.
Yeah. And we spent a lot of time alone.
Okay, I think you're also out.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm out with all that extra time. I still got nothing.
Did they all even count?
I don't know. No, what was it? Historical
not
figure?
One fucking person.
Like 40 years
what
ago.
What do you count as a historical figure?
Not George Washington. The second.
Is that the first one?
There is no
joke. That is unlucky. No, that is unlucky.
That really is. Well, could I have said like King Henry the Third or something?
Yeah, you did that earlier.
That would have been good.
King Henry the Fourth.
Could have said that 8 times.
William Wallace. Damn it, there were so many.
I suppose you didn't say John Cena again.
Oh, no.
All right, move aside, Gingus.
You're in for an X. All right. This one's mainly for Skinks. I know how much he loves computers. Mm. Anyway, so this is just like a survey from, I think it's Microsoft, but they're wonderful people. But anyway, here we go. All right. So how likely are you to recommend Windows 10 to a friend or colleague? And one person's clicked the one, so they're not likely at all. And they've said, please explain why you gave the score. I need you to understand that people don't have conversations where they randomly recommend operating systems to one another. I think that's fair enough.
That could be so fair.
Hey, mate, how's your day going? Oh, I've been trying with this.
Honestly, this Apple 13 is just incredible.
Apple 13. You didn't even say a product.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just the way Apple do their numbers. Yeah. Just write them down nicely.
Unlucky for some.
That's another We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get around us on the socials firstly. That's at We Got the Chocolates. Wherever you have social media, we will be there. Unless you find something that's a bit rare, then let us know. We'll get on it. In the social bios, you should find discount codes to LSKD. They're actually doing their, the boys have got on tonight, just the breast cancer awareness range nice. That they are doing as well. There's 15% off there for any Chockie listeners. And same with Better Beer merch.
Yeah, absolutely. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. If you go to the Contact Us page, I believe it is, should be able to leave us a voice message on the chalk line.
Yes.
If you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode, or if you'd prefer to just write in, you can do that below.
Absolutely. Keep those ratings and reviews and comments coming, guys. I set you guys a task last week to get 500. I am so pumped. 494.
Are you kidding?
No.
We really have like
eight. So close.
So close.
We needed 13, we got 7, so halfway there, and we're living on a prayer as well.
Maybe they just forgot, Gigas. Is there anything that you'd ever forget?
Nah, like my long-term memory is usually quite good. It's like the short-term stuff I really struggle with. Like, so like Kathleen will always like tell me what to do. I'm like, who the hell are you? And get the hell out of my house.
Why'd you do that then? Not in that memory. Are you the biggest fucker in the world?
I forgot about it. I forgot. I just looked down at my phone until you sent me a message.
We are the worst podcast in fucking history.
Yes, we are. So tune in again next week. So
yeah, and the ratings and reviews.
Sponsors, keep coming, boys.
Oh, no.
Remember to get out and have a laugh with your mates this week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.